USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning signing a proclamation at the White House that will deny asylum to anyone who enters the U.S. illegally. He spoke about it to reporters as he was leaving the White House for Paris.
We want people to come into our country, but they have to come into our country legally. We want people to come in through the merit system.
The President and First Lady now in flight headed to France, where they'll join with other world leaders this weekend to mark 100 years since the end of World War I. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's back home. Released by a D.C. hospital this morning, the 85-year-old Ginsburg had taken a fall in her office two nights ago, fracturing three ribs. A shooting reported at a North Carolina high school earlier this morning has been deemed a false alarm. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Tens of thousands of people forced from their homes in Northern and Southern California because of wildfires, and more than 20 million people are under red flag warnings because of high winds that are driving the flames.
The challenge also for us is that we are at the beginning of a significant Santa Ana wind event that will last a number of days.
That's a Ventura County fire official. The Woolsey fire threatening 30,000 homes there. To the west, the Hill fire has jumped the Ventura Freeway. And in Northern California, the town of Paradise is being called all but destroyed by a fire. That from a demonstration last night in New York City, activists in several cities in the streets calling for special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe to be protected. They're concerned the new acting attorney general might shut down the investigation. Reports are the gunman who killed 12 in Southern California Wednesday night may have been on Instagram as he was shooting. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A federal judge is holding up the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline. Judge Brian Morris of the District Court in Montana, writing the government needs to redo its analysis to look at climate change, the impact of oil spills, and endangered species. In the still unsettled U.S. Senate race in Florida, Republican candidate Rick Scott says he believes there's voter fraud going on that's been favoring his opponent, the Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. Scott saying on Fox News last night that at least two county supervisors seem to be trying to interfere in the election.
What I've done is I've asked for an investigation, but we have examples. The Palm Beach supervisor won't allow normal party officials that are supposed to be reviewing ballots. They're not allowing them to do it properly. That's a violation of the law. They're supposed to report all these results. They're not. But how did they come up with 78,000 more votes? Just in Broward and 15 in Palm Beach, no other county is having these problems. We had a horrible hurricane in the Panhandle. It didn't happen there.
Scott ordering state law enforcement to investigate those two county election offices. And preps are already underway for the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, with new floats this year including Elf Pets, Fantasy Chocolate Factory, and Splashing Safari Adventure. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.